I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't have him on Friday. We saved him for today with the big Monday night game, taking Vegas's own JR. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing outstanding, Tommy. Happy Football Monday to everybody listening. And guys, I got to tell you, couldn't be more excited. It was, when it comes down to it, you got to have somebody that knows what they're doing in your back pocket, somebody that not only can win, but also more importantly is able to get you on the right track and help you build your bankroll over time. That is the key to all of this. And I'm going to start off with an absolute monster winner tonight. You got your New Orleans Saints going to take on Kansas City at Arrowhead. The line on this game opened up Chiefs -8. There's been a lot of injuries on the Chiefs end of things. That line has dropped down to -5.5. Guys, I'm going to give you this winner free via text message. All you got to do is go ahead and send the word WIN to 545454. Just text the word WIN, W-I-N, to 545454. Get the point spread winner of tonight's matchup, Monday Night Football. Saints taking on the Chiefs. It's free. Text WIN to 545454. Let's make some money.
You know, it's not always about just the matchups or the stats. It's about the money and the movement and so forth. I'm looking at some stats here. Offense, Saints 26th in the league. Chiefs 28th. Defense, Saints 5th. Chiefs 4th. Passing, Saints 28th. Chiefs 25th. And when it comes to rushing, Saints 13th. Chiefs 28th. They've had some offensive challenges, the Chiefs have.
They absolutely have. A lot of that, and again, has to do with the fact that they have had sustained some really big injuries early on in the season. And let's face it, the Chiefs are not one of those teams that have really gotten out the gate and started winning immediately in years past, even when they've won the Super Bowls. I mean, they've come in, they've been upside down a couple of games sometimes to start off the year, and then they just get their streak rolling. So it's a little bit more of a challenge this year, and that is because of all of the big-time the big-time injuries that they've unfortunately had to encounter early in the year. But I mean, let's face it, Andy Reid is probably the best head coach, him and Mike Tomlin, in the NFL right now. And they know how to get things done. They know how to handle personnel problems. They know how to plug and play. I mean, let's take a look at even when they lost Tyreek Hill, everybody thought that the speed was going to be gone, and in comes somebody else. And it's one after the other after the other. You know, Rashee Rice and Pacheco's out. You've got all kinds of things that they're going to handle, and whether or not they'll be able to overcome it and cover that spread against the Saints tonight, that's where we come in, and we tell you not only the breakdown, but like Tommy said, you know, looking at the money coming in on these games is so important. Knowing whether or not it is public money that's moving the spread or whether it's that quote-unquote institutional money or sharp money that's going to be moving the spread is so paramount to being able to figure out which way to go on these games. And let's face it, anyone that's in New Orleans, you're going to have a biased opinion, so it's best to get the opinion of an expert and have somebody in your corner that really does know what they're doing when it comes to the wins and losses and can help you manage that bankroll. So go ahead and text the word WIN to 545454 and get this winner tonight between the Saints and Chiefs absolutely free. That's WIN to 545454.
It's a game of attrition. You're going to lose players. The Saints are hurt as well, but you're also going to lose bets if you're betting. You're not going to win every bet. You got to look at it that way, don't you?
You're definitely not. And that's one of the things that, you know, we absolutely take on that 1,000-pound gorilla in the room. Anytime we talk to a client, you got to let them know you're not going to win every game, right? People sometimes call up, hey, you're undefeated on the radio. You know, let's go. I want to win every game this weekend. I wish it were that easy. I mean, we win. We win like crazy, right? I mean, it's unbelievable the start of the year that we had. And all we do is, you know, seriously break things down, and we have an incredible record when it comes to wins versus losses. But you are going to lose. If you can't handle losing a game, you should not be betting, and you should only be betting with money that you can afford to lose. It's not about dipping into investments or going into retirements to bet on games. That's insane. That's not how you do this. This is for fun. So you take that small amount of money that you were going to put into your entertainment this year, you consolidate that bankroll, and you use it intelligently. You sit down and we break down a strategy that'll actually work for you if you follow it. And that is not only being able to press when you're winning, but also you got to pull back when the games don't go your way. So as an ex-money manager, I used to run a brokerage. I had my own. So I understand stop loss. I understand backstops, making sure that, you know, we're not incurring, if you go 3-2, that you're losing money. We would rather make money on a 2-3 record by betting the games the right way. And that's what we're here to do. Help you not only win more than you lose, but to give you the management skills to be able to make money doing it.
Baltimore, Cincinnati yesterday, Lamar Jackson, man, what can you say about him, huh?
He shows you why he's a two-time MVP. This guy is, he's got it all. Not only can he run with the football, but he can throw some lasers. He gets out of trouble. He's able to, give his wide receivers an opportunity to be able to make plays, to get open in open space. You know, he's not the kind of quarterback that sits in the pocket waiting for things to happen. He makes things happen. So, at the very beginning of his career, was not a huge fan of Lamar Jackson, I'll tell you. But, I mean, he has absolutely won me over. He is without question one of the best in the NFL right now. Let's face it, yesterday's game is a perfect example of, a guy and a team that knows how to get things done and know how to win when it's on the line. They had a tough time at the beginning of the season, which is why they had a couple of those losses at closing out games. But I feel like they figured out what they were doing wrong. And, this is a team that's really they've come to play, and they're going to be a reckoning in the AFC North, especially now with the Steelers losing last night.
Your on-air picks are undefeated. You got Lamar Jackson going against Jaden Daniels next week, right? You got anything for us?
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. First off, Jaden Daniels looks absolutely fantastic. He's dropping dimes. I mean, we had Washington yesterday in a big way, an absolute blowout winner, and we've been taking advantage of this kid, quite frankly, all season. He's just been special to watch. Heisman Trophy winners usually come in and bomb, but this kid has been absolutely fantastic and looks like he can be giving guys like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen a run for their money in the talks of who is going to be the best quarterback in this league. And let's face it, he's going against a top-notch guy in Lamar Jackson. They're on the road at Baltimore, really tough game, but these teams love to score. The defenses have not been playing great. Ravens have been allowing a ton of points. Same thing, the Commanders' defense has definitely been better, but I don't know how great they're going to match up against this Baltimore offense who's great at running the football. So I'm looking at this game, and I'm saying it's going to go way over the 52 points that they've got posted as a total. That is the biggest total on the board this upcoming week, and it's not even going to be close. I'm expecting 70 to 80 points between these two teams. It will be a shootout. Go over the 52 points as your free play.
Take us out, JR. Saints Chiefs tonight on the line, huh?
Guys, that's the big one. Let's face it, don't have a biased opinion. Get the right side of this game. All you got to do is text the word win to 545454. We're going to hit you right back with the winner of tonight's big matchup at Arrowhead Stadium. Your Saints taking on the Chiefs, guys. Let me give it to you again. It's absolutely free. All you got to do is text the word win to 545454. That's win to 545454. And as always, Tommy, I appreciate you having me on. And guys, be safe, have fun, and go out there and make some money.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.